And if you're visiting here for the first time, then you really are welcome to join us. And I was thinking this morning, what do we do when we come together here? And that's a big question. And I was just going through the motions this morning of thinking, well, we come together and we sing songs together to the Lord Jesus, don't we? And really it's from a heart of thanksgiving and gratitude. I was thinking, what do we sing? And I was reading in Psalm 98, oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Well, he's put a new song in our hearts, and it's generated from a heart that's so thankful. Are you thankful this morning?
Yes.
Have you come this morning with gratitude in your heart? Yes. It goes on, for he has done marvellous things. Just this week, the Lord has done marvellous things in your life and my life. You may not have recognised it, but he has been the one that has girded us this week. He's been the constant flow of faithfulness in our lives this week. And we are so thankful. That's why we come together, we sing songs. Sometimes they flow nicely like a river. Sometimes they kind of go up and down the terrain a little bit, but really it's from a heart that's thanksgiving. And we sing truth, and we're singing it to the Lord, he knows. And then we pray, you can hear prayers that come in, again from a heart of thanks. Prophecies, asking for songs. Amazing, isn't it, really, that we have the freedom to do that. We have open worship. What's open worship? I was thinking this morning, it's almost like the emblems of a fire that go up are just little sparks of faith. You know, it takes a bit of faith to just maybe even start a song, maybe even ask for a song, maybe just a prophecy, just little sparks of faith. And I want to encourage that this morning as we meet together. And then the children, we have activities when the children go out. And we're so thankful for those that serve teaching the young children and the youth. And then we're going to hear the word, where it's not a time that we switch off our ears. As a young lad, I used to have a switch, I think, that used to sometimes just switch off and I gaze out the window. No, we want to be switched on to the Lord Jesus and hear what he has to say for us. So welcome. And can I just say, it's lovely to see Pete Lupson. We love you, Pete. Real blessing. Just a couple notices as well. We've got Paul Moores sharing this evening at 6:30 from Wycliffe. So just to encourage folk who are able to make it, 6:30 here this evening. And another notice is that 10 minutes after the meeting, Paul Crowther's kindly offered to do a photocopying demo upstairs. So please, if there are many people, maybe just form an orderly queue. But thank you, Paul. There's a new photocopy machine, so there is going to be a live demonstration. So maybe bring your coffee along. That'd be great. Amen. Well, let's just pray, shall we? Let's just rest our hearts. I don't know how your week has been, but you can come this morning and rest in the Lord's presence. He's here. Lord, we thank you for today. This is a new day, Lord, a day of salvation, Lord. Our hearts, Lord, are full of thanksgiving, gratitude to you, you alone, Lord Jesus. Lord, we love you. We bow our hearts to you, Lord, and we also, Lord, say, have your way amongst us this day, we pray. Lord, any agenda that we have, Lord, Lord, we just remove it, Lord, and say, have your way amongst us. We worship you, Lord. Amen, Lord. Amen. I wanted us to sing a hymn, Jesus Shall Reign Where'er the Sun. I was just thinking this morning, sometimes you need a good song to just get your kind of energies going. Maybe the dust of this week, maybe the cobwebs. Maybe just the kind of almost, it's just been a heavy week. Well, sometimes it's good to actually acknowledge that and say, Lord, I am going to sing a song of love to you. Sometimes we need a good old hymn to really get our lungs to full capacity. So should we sing this this great hymn? We'll wait for the words to come up. So should we stand together?
Jesus shall reign wherever the sun. open our hearts to the Lord.
Maybe you've never prayed out before. Well, let that faith rise in your heart. Precious Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Saving me, Lord. Thank you that you release those chains, Father. Lord, you do that for one of us, and your grace is abundant for every one of us, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you go before everything that we face, Lord, that you're there in the midst of anything that we are taking on, Lord, and we give it all to you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for dying for us, for raising again, Lord, and for saving us and breaking those chains for each and every one of us, Lord. That we can come to you today in whatever state our heart is in, and you can do that for us, Lord, again and again.
Amen.
My spirit is like a river, and I would call you to come deeper. Do not stay in the shallows. Come out into the deep where you can't put your feet even on the bottom. You are floating, you are full of the Holy Spirit. There is so much of a supply of my spirit. I come and bring life. I am a life-giving spirit. Everywhere I go, I bring life, even into the barren places, even into the desert. My water of life brings life out into those terribly parched and tired and worn out places. I come today, my children, to refresh you, to give you new hope, new life. I come to encourage you, to strengthen you, but I am calling you out into the deeps.
The hymn here is love vast as the ocean, loving kindness.
Thank you.
Thank you. In you, Lord, there are more blessings than our Father has lost. There are countless blessings. Just thinking of Queen of Sheba, she came from so far away, as so many of us. She came because she heard of the King of Salem. And when she visited, and I could imagine being welcomed by him to show her around the temple he had built. Just reading with the children, just even about this throne, weighing tons of gold, with 6 steps leading up to it. And she would go on and on and on, and just seeing so much more than she had heard of. So it was her testimony that half of the things have not been told. I haven't heard of what you have, of what you are, and the wisdom you have. And so it is with us when we enter by grace into the presence of God and see the throne so lifted up, and the one that sits upon him, and hear of the glory and the things you have done, we marvel. And there is so much more we haven't heard of yet, and they are there for us to come to know about and experience and enjoy in your presence. Lord, there should be no meeting alike when we come into the presence of God. I pray that we will see something new and fresh today as we enter by faith in the Son of God. Glory to your name.
Amen.
Glory to your name.
Wonderful to sing these songs of love, isn't it, together? I just wondered if before the children go out to the various groups, whether someone would just commit them to the Lord, teachers and the children and the youth. Is that okay? Someone would just pray for them all.
As we stay in here and hear your word, we pray that they will hear your word too. Thank you for them. Amen.
Jesus. Amen. 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 Bless you all, children and youth, and the teachers too. a real blessing that the front row here with all the kids, it's gone now, and I miss. They say you can tell the temperature of a church by looking at the front row, isn't it? But they are a real blessing, and I realise that you sometimes have to look through the lens of a younger person, a child, to really almost benefit to what the Lord is doing. And in an atmosphere, in the presence of here, the Lord speaks through all the age groups, all of our understandings, all of the things that we've even brought into this space today. The Lord is amazing. He's sovereign how he moves, and he's so faithful, and I was just very blessed because you can see, you can see that the Lord's so gracious. I spent years where your eyes are just elsewhere, and the Lord somehow, just with his love and gentleness, brings your eyes back to him again, and it's lovely to see them just looking and singing to the Lord Jesus. So
none of you really know my mum. She's just been diagnosed with dementia, but the issue is that she's had a bad fall this morning in the care home where she is. So she's in A&E at the moment, and they're waiting to assess her. The good thing is she's Catholic, and she hasn't been able to get to church for a few months now because of the weather and everything else. But she goes to a non-denominational service on a Thursday run by a retired vicar who's also in the home, and she rang me. Now, she hardly ever rings me these days because she finds ringing really difficult, but she said, God loves me, he always has loved me, and I'm his. she was so excited. She rang me on the Friday, and the service was on the Thursday. So she'd obviously been thinking about it overnight and everything like that. And could you just pray for her that this fall hasn't been too serious, but that she continues to grow in her love, just as for the Lord, just as her mind is sort of starting to escape from her. Okay, thanks.
Let's stay here, let's stand. Should we rush in? The Lord wants us to be, and sometimes specific with our prayers, but really a heart that's just abandoned to him. Let's pray for
Philomena, Mila.
Let's just pray. Let's all pray together, okay? Amen. Praise you, Lord. Dear Lord, thank you, Lord. That's good news, Lord. Our hearts seek you, Lord. Pray for dear Lord. Pray for our health, Lord Jesus. Pray for our body, Lord. You will come, Lord, come first. Touch your body, Lord. Let the truth of the hand comes and heals. Pray for the pray at this stage, Lord, that you would just take away the pain,
yes, Lord.
From the pain, any confusion, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, thank you for our Lord. Just thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you that the truth makes us
right. Yes.
We thank you that you have spoken to our system about your gracious word through Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And she's heard your voice, Lord. She's heard your call.
Yeah.
Precious Lord, and we pray, Lord, that you would take on into all that you have for her, Lord, in that deep relationship with your Son and yourself by the Holy Spirit. Precious Lord, keep her heart and spirit open to you. We pray, Lord, even though her body may be deteriorated, we pray that she will still hear you,
Lord,
and be a word from the great Lord in Christ, our Saviour.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Rejoice together, Lord. Thank you for your saving power, Lord. For the encouragement, Lord. For those who do not have lost days and years of the life, Lord, that, Lord, you are faithful, Lord, you are in life, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, we pray for all our other families who don't know you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we are faithful, God,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, it's your
to
say, hallelujah.
Amen.
We just rejoice, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we sing Rejoice the Lord is King?
Rejoice the Lord is King. That was for anyone that was struggling maybe with the heat.
It brings us patience and joy and perseverance and then again faith. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the joy and the love we've had here this morning. This all goes back to you, what you've done in each life here. Thank you for raising Saul,
yes.
Lord, again. Lord, and she's been able to witness of the love of God with her. And also here's Eileen now, Lord. We've known her for a long, long time. A long time. And we can see your good hands upon her. Lord, thank you for her. Thank you for the elders here. Who are so good to her. God, praying with her. Helping her. Day by day. And for people as well, Lord. We pray for her. Lord, I just want to say thank you from all our hearts today for every life that you're doing something here. You know, Lord, just created people. And we need to tell you that we love you and we honour you. And we thank you for taking us, Lord, once we were lost, as we sang earlier on, but now we're found because we found Jesus. So, Lord, thank you so much for every single person that's here. They're all precious to you, Lord. Maybe some are more advanced than others. But you keep on knocking, God, on our hearts. Thank you so much. We love you, Lord.
Amen. Let's stand, sing that, the King of Love, my shepherd, is. It talks about lacking nothing. That's an amazing thought. Let's sing that together.
Thank you. them. Lord, you love and embrace them. Right down to the little details, Lord Jesus, of our life. You're our good shepherd, and Lord, you never fail, and you amaze us, Lord. We thank you. We love you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I have not ceased from the moment I brought you to myself. I have not ceased to shepherd you, to carry you, to love you, and to keep you. So do not allow the enemy to tell you that I do not love you. For this is his greatest flaw. The one who knows in the depths of his being that Jesus loves him. Jesus loves her. It's like a rock within the soul that will not be moved if you continue to hold on to the truth of my everlasting love for you. Whatever is going on in your life, do not allow the enemy to tell you you are not loved by Jesus. Do not allow him to shake that rock that I have planted within the depths of your being. It does not matter if the whole world despises you. It does not matter if those around you do not understand you and appear not to love you. The vital thing is that you know beyond any shadow of doubt that Jesus Christ loves you. So lean upon him with all your being. Do not allow the difficulties and the challenges of this life to shake that foundation that I have placed within your being. If you will come again and declare before me that you believe with all your heart that I love you, then you will discover that the trials and the difficulties will become not necessarily easier, but that knowledge will carry you through. But what is better? That the world should love you, that you should have all the fulfillment of your dreams on this earth, or that the eternal God should be your refuge and your strength and your shepherd, who will carry you through everything.
Amen.
Therefore, do not lose heart. In light of this word I've spoken, do not lose heart. Even though things may at times be incredibly challenging and pressurized, even though, as the word says, your outward man is perishing and weakening, yet I say to you again, my work in your lives is the work of agape love, and by this, by the working of love in your lives, your inward man is being renewed day by day. So see with fresh perspective, my people, the affliction, although I fully understand it from the perspective of eternity, is a light affliction, but for a moment. And I remind you again today that even this is working for you a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And this morning I want to remind you that this weight of glory is the wonder of my love for you, as I've already spoken to you so clearly. This weight of glory is the wonder of my love for you, my redemptive, keeping, sustaining, faithful, unfailing agape love.
that left the glory to find you, my precious child. So understand this morning when I ask you to lay aside every other weight, it's so that you can rise to me and discover, as I've already spoken, the wonders, things that you have not known thus far, that you have not heard or seen. And it's all within the great beating heart of my unfailing redemptive love for you, my precious, precious blood-bought people. Hear me. Hear my heart.
Yes.
For you this day.
Amen.
And the wonder of my love, the dimensions of it, the weight of the glory of it. And your lives will be transformed, and you will be kept even in the greatest storm. Amen, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord. Lord, it's clearly spoken this morning. This great love of God poured out. I'm going to invite Pete to come and share, and just to encourage you to have the ears wide open still. Amazing how the Lord just has themes that go on, undercurrents that are to bless and minister. So, thank you, Pete.
Okay, thanks Mark. Thank you. Thanks Mark. Bless you. Thanks.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, just in the moment of quietness, we can say, what do you want of me? What do you want of us here, Lord? Thank you so much for your word, Lord. It's life to us. And we pray for this week coming up that we would be people that are so filled and but yet poured out. Thank you that we pray the world would recognize love in the church, Lord, and as we go out to many different people groups, they would notice the love of God and be challenged by it, Lord. Thinking of people I work with now, Lord, names. May the love of God be the challenge to them, Lord. Maybe it's people in our families, loved ones, Lord. Thank you for the message, the true, wonderful gospel. Wonderful love of God. Thank you, Lord, for this morning being with us. Your presence is with us. And it will go out with us now, Lord, to all the different things that we do, Lord. Precious Lord. Amen. Lord.
Amen.
I know time has gone, and I kept thinking of that song that we sing, You Alone Can Rescue, You Alone Can Save. And I'll put an apology in, but we're going to a couple minutes over. But I just felt to say it, that he is the one. I'm thinking of folks that don't yet know the Lord, and he is the one that can save them. He. Just like Saul of old that Pete was sharing about. He alone can rescue, he alone can save. Maybe you've got someone in your heart that you want the Lord's salvation to come upon them. Should we sing that together? Just a couple minutes and then we'll finish. Steps of Hope Alpha this afternoon. Thanks, Joy. Steps of Hope for Alpha this afternoon. Great. Should we just stand and sing this? A couple minutes over, but hey, let's...
Lord, it's about thinking of you first, Lord. We put you first in our lives and we abide in you, Lord. Lord, give strength this day, Lord, and for this week to our steps, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We love you. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we do want to just bring the steps.